This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to Boston College's Center for Retirement Research, the nation's 1,400 multi-employer plans are facing a $553 billion hole of unfunded liabilities, meaning they don't have sufficient assets to cover what they owe workers. About a fourth of these plans are in a so-called red zone, where insolvency is more imminent, potentially within the next 10 to 20 years. An item in a new budget bill sets up a bipartisan committee that could deal with threats to 1.5 million retirees in a situation with multi-employer union and company plans. The EPA Inspector General has opened an investigation into the frequency, cost, and extent of travel by Administrator Scott Pruitt, which has now totaled over $100,000 in the first 6 months of his term, including trips to his home state of Oklahoma and Morocco. Pruitt canceled a trip to Israel for the second time because of these questions. According to the special counsel indictment, the vehicle created by the Russians was the Internet Research Agency, created in 2014 in St. Petersburg, and employing about 80 people, that was given the job of interfering with elections and political processes. Their favorite platforms were Facebook and Instagram. Virginia's Republican-controlled House of Delegates has created a draft state budget that expands Medicaid, dropping years of partisan resistance in the face of pressure from newly empowered Democrats. Some corners of the globe, including Switzerland, Australia, Norway, and Canada, large and rising household debt is percolating as an economic problem. Each of these four nations has more household debt, including mortgages, credit cards, and car loans today than the U.S. did at the height of the last decade's housing bubble. A 2016 International Labor Organization study predicted some Asian nations could lose more than 80% of their garment, textile, and apparel manufacturing jobs as automation spreads. A study released by the Brookings Institute finds that most borrowers who left school owing at least $50,000 in student loans in 2010 had failed to pay down any of their debt 4 years later. Instead, their balances had on average risen by 5% as interest accrued on their debt. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.